Hello and welcome. It's Elizabeth Morris here with our usual restorative pose of the week. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about the open heart posture, which is one of those lovely, opening, gentle, breathing kind of postures which allow your heart to settle and also to feel like a little flower, as if it's opening in the as the sun shines on it, but it's still got its petals that it can close back over again to protect it if the sun gets too hot. So it's a lovely one for using if you're doing some visualization. And of course, as you can imagine with me, restorative yoga, so we've got some lovely comfy pillows and blankets to be using as we do this posture. This is really good for your the top of your spine. I do quite a lot of typing and a bit of slumping over my laptop, so it's one that I very often do in bed in the morning when I get up, or at night when I go to bed, and just lie in bed with the pillows propping me up and my arms in this nice position, chest expanded. But I'll talk you through it, see what you think about it. So as I was saying, really good for the top of your spine. Just stretch your shoulders to kind of counteract any of that round-shouldered thing that you can get going on when you spend a lot of time at a desk. It's also wonderful for creating plenty of space in your rib cage and your lungs to breathe really well. As you can imagine, one of the downsides to this is you can't do it if you have a very pronounced curvature of the spine or any spine problems in the upper thoracic part of your back. So be aware of that. But if you feel that it's fine for you, then off we go. We're going to enjoy the beautiful open heart position. So what you'll need as you set yourself up for it, you need a little rolled mat would do. I sometimes use one of the little rugs that I have in the studio and I just roll it up. Or a thin blanket, again, also rolled up. Or, of course, my favourite, pillows. And in this case, you take quite a flat one, quite a thin one, because you don't want to put a lot of strain on your lower back as you lift your upper back. So that's why we're just using quite thin props. You're only looking to be lifted maybe an inch, inch and a half. Very, very, very slight, really, but enough to help our bodies. Then you are also going to need a pillow for under your head, which can be tucked right down to your shoulders, so your neck's supported too. And I would personally always use a pillow under my knees, because I don't like, other than when I'm in fish, for instance, having my legs straight, just in case I strain my lower back. So experiment with that for yourself as you work your way into this posture. And what you do first is sit on the floor and you place your thin rolled blanket behind you at about the level that you would guess your shoulder blades would come down to. And then gently, gently, gently roll yourself back down to the floor and just feel if that blanket or pillow, thin pillow, is in the right kind of place. Again, I would suggest that when you roll yourself down, you have your knees bent. Very often I see this posture being demonstrated with straight legs, and I'm just super cautious about lower backs, so do what you know is right for your back. So you've rolled down to the ground and you have your thin blanket or pillow right underneath the shoulder blade, just lifting that part of your rib cage and back up. Then start to place the pillow behind your head. So bring that comfortably in so that your neck has some support from softness, the soft pillow too, and your head is just quietly resting on it. If you are working on the floor, then I would definitely recommend a pillow. Though some people like to just put a little towel with the